This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The Republican race for president heads to Michigan and Arizona this week. Both states hold primaries on Tuesday. Former Governor Mitt Romney was in Michigan yesterday, his campaign bus logging more than 250 miles across the state. He's fighting the recent surge of former Senator Rick Santorum. Romney held three events in three towns, Lansing, Troy, and Flint. And NPR's Ari Shapiro was with him at all three stops.
Mitt Romney's father is a legend here in Michigan, so the candidate tells at least one family story at every event in the state. Yesterday, the anecdotes multiplied.
He wasn't always right, but he always thought he was right. And he had...
At a breakfast event in Lansing, Romney talked about the hospital where he was born, the school where he went to kindergarten, his father's gubernatorial campaign, and Dad's inauguration on a snowy day like this one.
And as I recall, they'd also just changed the slogan of the state. It used to be Water Wonderland. Remember on the license plates said Water Wonderland. They changed it to Winter Water Wonderland. Now, it was hard just to say it, but to get it on a license plate proved to be impossible, all right?
Romney seemed relaxed and breezy. Things are looking better for him than they were a week ago. Back then, Rick Santorum held a double-digit lead in the polls. Now Romney seems to have closed the gap. It's partly because of his aggressive attacks on Santorum during Wednesday's debate in Arizona and a nonstop barrage of TV ads by the super PAC supporting him. Romney continued the assault yesterday.
I think Senator Santorum wishes he could take back what he said. He talked about how he voted for some things because he took one for the team. The team has got to be the people of America, not partisanship. And
later at a lunchtime event in Troy, the attack was even sharper.
I can attest from my conservative credentials by quoting someone who endorsed me in my 2008 campaign. Senator Santorum was kind enough to say on the Laura Ingraham show, he said, Mitt Romney, this is a guy who is really conservative and who we can trust.
It was not enough to win over construction worker Dan Reitler.
Romney's moderate tendencies are not, they don't interest me. I'm not interested in somebody who's going out and saying that global warming is this real thing.
The whole day had a lighthearted feel. It was easy to overlook the millions of dollars being spent and that huge national stakes are on the line. A voter like Brace Case pulls those stakes right back into focus.
I'm 74 and still working.
He's a big Romney fan who came to the last rally of the day at a college in Flint.
We sold our land, our home, to a developer. Unfortunately, he couldn't sell houses once he built it. So we lost our land and our home.
It's a sadly typical Michigan story. Case doesn't know whether Romney can fix the problem, but he's willing to give him his vote. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.